I'd be going a little far to say that it's a demon. But as I said, I told my husband, because I called him up, I said, what you think about this? But I said, I almost want to write a book called, a demon called Luke. Lukewarm. So we're deceived. See, it's almost like we're in a deception of we're okay because we come to church. But as long as he can keep you, I talked about this in the marriage, like people's marriages, where it's not bad enough to leave, but it ain't really good. You understand what I'm saying? So that's where we at almost. It's like, it's good enough to keep coming, but it ain't nothing really happening. I talk about it in our personal lives, because everybody's life is different. But sometimes what I sense is, even in praise and worship, I don't care if a speaker goes out. I don't care if a speaker goes out. If I say Jesus, the Holy Ghost, God the Father, this place should be erupting. So a demon called Luke. Because God does not want you. We should be hot for God, really. Like, you know, and so the difference, like, and I got to make sure. I remember when I first came and I was like hot. And I started somewhat conforming to the atmosphere of Luke. And the Lord said, I will replace you too. So judge yourself. It's not. And you know, like we in the church could think we got it going on as in comparison to the world. But what is that? So I'm saying, like, sometimes in the church somebody might be really on fire, and to church folk it look out of order. Now that's a problem. So I'm talking about this lukewarm prayer. You know, I see people looking around. I mean, this is not what this is about. I'm talking to y'all about it, because it's all the same. It's all the same. Like I said, we're only praying for an hour. If you can't really engage for an hour, please don't think you're casting out demons. If you can't make your body speak and pray for you don't have control over nothing. You know, I don't care what nobody say. If you cannot get together at a time that's prescribed for this, for a supernatural church, for a church that's pressing into you, it take you an hour to get up off the ground. It really does. It's not until you got one more minute. Now everybody praising and this, that, and the other. This should happen at the beginning. You understand what I'm saying? So that's why I'm just saying. That's why with praises go first. The praises go first. The praises go first. So I'm just talking to you so you can understand. And we at that point start dismantling. That's why in the pit, y'all listening? That's why in the pit, these drums, the beats that you play, they gotta come from a prophetic dismantling of evil place. I don't want no beats that go. Now I can go there. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, make every move. I know it seems like, you see what I'm saying? Like, even when I talk spiritual, there is there's a tendency to say, I don't mean to, and I hear pastors say it, I don't mean to be so spiritual. Why not though? Because the church makes you feel like you can't be spiritual. And I'm just saying, we coming out of that. When, by the time we want to function in the glory, we want to see miracle signs, you have to be spiritual. I was thinking about, one second. So, when I was thinking about this scripture, it says that about you being swept out, and when the demons come, they don't see that it's full, so they come back in. And we really think that ain't got nothing to do with us. But it does. It, you know, it could be you just because you come to church and you do things. You know, understand what I'm saying? Like, doesn't mean that he can't find an opening because we're not full of God. I was looking on the paper. It's all about the fullness. And we feel like if we meditated in one day for 24 hours straight that we done got too spiritual. And that's not true. It's okay to be excellent, and it's okay to be spiritual, and it's okay to love God, and it's okay to talk about him all day if that's what you want to do. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay to love God with all your heart, even if you didn't like nothing else. It's all right. You understand what I'm saying? If you decided to tell somebody, I'm not going to the party today, if that was, that would be okay. But all your life you've heard, you know, she's so spiritual. Dang, she's just a holy roller. But so what? It's okay. I'm just telling you, it's all right. Because what you don't see is enough of the holy rollers. You understand what I'm saying? Because there is no way sickness and disease. Let me tell you, our God is bigger than everything. There is nothing that he can't do. There's nothing that he's not willing to do. There's nothing that's being withheld from us except in our lukewarmness. So, you know, the deception, the seven times, the coming back seven times greater is lukewarmness. You chilling in the cup because you think you somewhere. We nowhere. You've been, you know, it's a deception. Do you understand what I'm saying? You see where I'm at? By the time something has manifested physically as a coming against authority thing, by the time that thing has manifested physically, it's been going on. So sometimes something just happens. Sometimes a situation just arises to show you what's going on in the body. It's not just one person. It's not just one situation. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm just letting the Lord, you know, like download, like, where are we? So when we get on a platform, we're on one accord, we understand. And now I understand God is fighting for us, pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom that cannot be shaken. In the name of Jesus, the enemy's defeated. And we will shout it out. The devil can't even stay in the place. Because don't think there ain't witches in here. Don't think that. Don't think that they're not on post 24/7 while we chilling only every hour, every now and then. Don't think that. Don't think that there are not words being spoken against this church or our apostles. Don't think. But we are the dismantlers of it. But we got to be on what we're supposed to be doing. You understand what I'm saying? I know it's a little bit deeper. But I'm just saying, when we're praying for our apostle, like for real, like hardcore. You understand what I'm saying? Now, he got his own ancestors. I understand that. But when we come together, if this part is for this, do this. When we're singing about the greatness of God, engage the greatness of God. And every other thing will fall off in the presence of his, us glorifying his greatness, magnifying his everythingness. You understand what I'm saying? When we do that, the atmosphere is an environment, is everything. It's everything. It's everything. You know, I have a sister-in-law. I went to help her move. I told you about the sage she was burning. You see what I'm saying? That's an infiltration. And so I went online, I'm looking at it as witchcraft. I'm thinking, but I knew when I saw it, I said, man, this looks like some voodoo stuff right here. So I looked in and saw a text. I'm like, but I wanted to be right about it. But how could something so stink smell like God? Why would that ever be? Sages stink. You been on Bourbon Street before? It stink. You been in a very nice place, that junk don't stink. It don't stink. Those beautiful hotels don't stink. Heaven don't stink. So why are you using sage for what the name of Jesus will do? Why are you doing two things? Why are we Christian doing this? What is that? Why are we mixing these systems? You know, you mixing systems. We talking about coming out the world. We mixing supernatural with supernatural. That's why I really like to refer to the glory. You know, but I'm just saying, like, let's get practical in our supernatural. Like understand what this thing is, like, go in. I give you permission to be spiritual. You understand what I'm saying? Like, and it's hard in a house where that's why I just appreciate twinship. I know I appreciate, like, heaven and marriage. I appreciate marriage where you can walk with somebody and talk with somebody, and that's why he sent them out in twos. You understand what I'm saying? Like, always having somebody to just kind of talk to, whatever. Because if you don't have that, you're kind of alone in your trying to be holy as much as possible. Like, you're trying to be holy as much as possible. Like, if the Bible says, think on these things, and things that are noble, of good report. That's what God meant. So, but the problem is, when we have negative things on our mind, you're looking at Twitter and you're seeing a man slap the baby in the face and all that kind of stuff. You're getting all upset. Now you're going to talk to somebody. I done told my mom, I done told six people, y'all got to see that video. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you are out of order. That is not noble. That is not of good report. So we're not even doing the word we know. The Bible says, don't let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth. Oh, yeah, but God understands. God understands what he said, that you're not doing it. Let no corrupt communication, but let it, whatever you say, let it be, have grace for the hearers. Like, if it's not graceful, like, let's not. I mean, at least be aware of it. Sometimes you mess up and be like, oh, man, let me chill. But I'm saying, like, pressing in to do the word. You know, and I'm not perfect, because he's talking to me about me. I'm just sharing. But I'm saying, like, the fullness of Christ, the fullness of Christ, the fullness of Christ. Like, going back to the word and saying, well, I could do this. You know, this might be a little harder, but surely I can do this. You know, and where there is a Holy Spirit, the Lord said, you don't need a twin and you don't need a husband. You got the Holy Spirit. So, yes, sir. So, but, you know, let him check you. Let him check you, you know, like husbands and wives check each other, you know, like, you know, my chubby, you know, I just raise up my eyebrows like, I'm not engaging, because how can two things, how can bitter and sweet come out, you know? And so fight, because there's, you be in one atmosphere and it's perfect. You go into another atmosphere and you're a whole another person by mistake. So the atmosphere that we want here, we want to create here, is God is greater than everything. Things that they got to bow down. Sickness got to bow down. Cancer got to bow down. I don't care what it is. I don't care how long it's been. We've learned to live with things. And that ain't right. That ain't right. That's why they have in the Bible, she had this 38 years. She had this 12 years. She had this 18 years or whatever. It just was going to show us it didn't matter how long it was. It was coming out or it was coming off. And so the presence of Jesus was a dismantler. It was a breaker. It was a destroyer of the yoke. And then once you destroy yokes and all that, then the anointing can flow. So it's. I break it. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, in my heart, I break this lukewarm. I break this lukewarm attitude towards the things of God. I break it in Jesus' name. I break it. I break it. Sickness is a devil. I'm not living with it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, break it. You know, and it got to be broken in us first. Break the lukewarm. Break the chill. That's why sometimes I'm telling y'all, when I say move your feet, it's because I'm not really understanding why the feet aren't moving. In my mind, I'm not understanding, because the band rolling, the beat is going, it's high, and then people's feet are stuck to the ground. I be wanting to write another book. You understand? The demon called stuck. You understand? I mean... So, it's there's so much more, and it starts with us. It starts with us. It starts with, and it's okay to feel responsible. It's okay to take a responsibility. You know, like, because, again, I'm talking, I'm saying, well, it starts with us. And then I was about to say, well, you know, it really doesn't start with us. But it's okay, because if it started with the praises, let it start with the praises. If our apostle said, you're the praises and I need y'all to do this, then that was a prophet, just like in Jehoshaphat. He rose up and said, I need y'all to do this. Which means it's just like the voice of God saying, I need y'all to do this and go before the army so that they won't have to fight. Then the enemy will fight against itself. And then in 3 days for the spoil. You understand? Like, what's impossible for God? Like, what is too hard for God? What limits do we have on God, for real? Like, I'm talking to myself too. Like, what really cannot happen in an atmosphere? What cannot happen? What can't happen? Okay, nothing. Okay, so now what can happen? Anything can happen. Really? You remember them boys got that money in their account? Okay, you know, you remember the little, like the blood pressure went down? All of that stuff, like stuff could really happen. And we have to declare that things will happen when they come into this particular place. This place in particular. You know, I'm not going to say anymore after this, but I was talking to my daughter. My daughter? But after the meeting, I was feeling kind of funny. I felt like, all right, I'm going to get a little persecution here, whatever, da, 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 whatever. Whatever it was that was in my mind. And I was feeling a certain way, and it was okay. Because the great thing about that is when you're feeling like that, you just go into the Lord. So that's a good thing. So I go to him, and he said, don't worry about nothing. Don't worry about anything. He said, because I have not changed my mind. I'm going to do it in that room. And I was like, well, you did some things in Darrow. He said, but y'all ain't seen nothing yet. I'm doing it in Darrow. And so I was like, he said, I ain't never changed. What I said to him, I'm still saying. So that's the press. That's the press. Like so the same with y'all. Whatever the Lord told y'all, it shall come to pass. But we got to press. Like, we can't be chilling. Really. You understand what I'm saying? So we gonna press. I don't care if the songs we've done before, they gonna be fresh, they gonna be new. God is gonna bless us with a fresh anointing over our personal lives, our life at church, our serving, our obedience. Thank you, Lord God, that you are faithful, you are great, you are awesome. In this place, there is nothing you can't do. I thank you, Father, when people come through, that they will be healed. They will sense an atmosphere that causes them to bow down before you, God. Their hearts will be touched, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Even in the worship, even in the praise, God, I thank you that as we are pushing back the atmosphere of the enemy, God, I thank you that your glory flow is coming in the place like never before. I thank you that the ceiling is ripped back, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for your light coming in the place. I thank you that our sound, the sound of worship, the sound of praise, the sound of you being glorified, the sound of you being magnified, the sound that comes out of our heart, it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. I thank you that as we open up our mouths, even as we shout, even as we say thank you, Lord God, that it fills this place with your glory. Your glory, oh God. Your glory, 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 glory. Glory to your name. Glory is your name. Glorious, oh God. You're a glorious God. All that you are, all that you can do, oh God. In the name of Jesus, it's already done. Thank you for tapping into the spirit of the finished work. Thank you for the tapping into the spirit of Jesus, oh God. Already done. The finished work, the finished work, the finished work. It's already done in the name of Jesus. Everything is done, and we tap into it, God, on purpose, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, that you are saturating us, that you're setting us on fire for you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's okay to pray. It's okay to pray some more. It's okay to pray some more and some more and some more. Oh, thank you, Lord God, that you let us be as spiritual as we want to be. Thank you, Lord God, that we shall not conform to the spirit of lukewarmness, oh God. We are not lukewarm, but we are hot for you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you. We lift our hands to you, God. We lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Thank you, Lord God, that our apostle will speak a word and it'll flood the place, oh God. And it'll touch those that are sick, oh God. And he don't even have to touch them, oh God. Thank you for the spirit of God coming through him, flowing through him. I thank you that it'll saturate and permeate every part of this building in the name of Jesus. I thank you that when they come on the grounds, God, they'll sense something they've never sensed before. I don't care if they've been here 10, 15, 20 years ago. I thank you, Lord God, that there's something new happening right now, even right now in this place, God. Not just for the people, oh God, but for us, oh God. I thank you that when we open up our mouths, oh God, that your glory is coming on through like chopping blades. I thank you, Father God. We're coming through like chopping blades in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that nothing shall be kept from us because we're on one accord. Thank you, Lord, that our hearts are on one accord. We think the same thing. We speak the same way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Let the praises praise. Let the worshipers worship. Hallelujah. Let the intercessors intercess. Oh God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for Word of Life Christian Center, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that it means to our families, oh God, to legacy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for kingdom purpose, God. Thank you for the igniting of our feet, God. Thank you for giving us Heinz feet, oh God. Thank you, we're going from glory to glory, from faith to faith, oh God, in your name, in the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you for faith in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that faith in that name, oh God, the spirit of done, the spirit of the finished work. Oh, when we tap into it, it's done in Jesus' name. No pain in our bodies, no sickness in our bodies, in the name of Jesus. No strife, no division, no pain in our soul, in the name. We soak our soul in the blood of Jesus, in the dunamis power, in the glorious light. Thank you, Lord. We're soaking even right now, oh God. We thank you that the takeover, oh God, is for the takeover of you over us, oh God. You take us over, God. You take us over, God. We invite you to take us over, God. We invite you to take the pit over, take the sound over, take the praises over, take the platform over, take the lights over, take it all over, God. Take us over, take me over, God. I thank you for a Holy Ghost takeover within me. Thank you, Lord. Come on, you say it. Say, Lord, take me over. Don't just make me over, take me over, God. Thank you. Let your word take me over. Every time I read your word, I thank you that a takeover is happening. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for a takeover. Thank you, Father. Then as we let you take us over, then we're able to take over the world, oh God. And we can evangelize with power, oh God, because we let you take us over. Arrest my mouth, oh God, when I'm speaking wrong, oh God. Arrest my heart, arrest my soul when I'm thinking something that should not be, when I'm feeling something that should not be. Take me to the ground, God. Hallelujah. Say, no, 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 not you. I need your mouth. I'm giving you a mouth that gainsayers can't resist, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come on, walk around just a little bit. Come on, walk around this place just a little bit. Thank you, Lord. Glorious, glorious, glorious. Come on, I want you to take the power that's on the inside of you seriously. I want you to know who you are and take it seriously. You're not just somebody insignificant. You got the power of God on the inside of you. Come on, you know it. Hallelujah. Go on purpose. Thank you, Lord. Wherever we go, we're blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's okay to be spiritual. It's okay. Hallelujah. It's okay to live holy. It's okay to be perfect. It's okay. It's okay to be excellent. Stop worrying about what people think. You are excellent. From now on, people gonna look at you crazy because you're not excellent. Walk in it. Hallelujah. They're expecting your excellence. They might not want your excellence, but they're expecting your excellence. If you say you're a Christian, if we say that God is our God and Jesus is our Savior, they're looking for the excellence. They need to see the excellence. They need to feel your wind. They need to feel your whisper. They need to feel the wind coming from your mouth, blowing on them. What is different about you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's called us to be praises because we know who he is on the front end. Hallelujah. We know who he is before the battle starts. We're starting in with a thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I don't need a gun. I just need a voice. A voice that praises. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come on, hallelujah. Sing a song that the angels sing. Come on, angels of God, sing with us. Sing over us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, angels, you're welcome. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Touch, touch, touch. Glory to your name, God. Bless your name. Thank you for giving me a mouth, and I'm not afraid. I will not conform. I thank you, Lord God, that we're speaking those things that you told us to speak. Hallelujah. Brother, sister, you don't have to be sick anymore. You don't have to be poor no more. You don't have to live with that disease. Your marriage don't have to stay broke. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name forever, God. We bless your name forever. We bless your name forever. Thank you for this particular place of worship, God. Thank you for this place that you've called us to. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the feeding that we've gotten here. And thank you that now's the time that we'll go forth and evangelize the world for you. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name forever. We'll bless you forever. We'll praise you forever. In the face of every adversity, we'll praise you, God. Thank you for answers to things that I've been asking, oh God, because I press in for it. You're not withholding. I've just got to come on in for it. Hallelujah. Thank you that every stagnant place, because we decided to tell you yes, that every stagnant place in our lives, oh God, that is opened up in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your resurrection power. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you. We give you praise. You're wonderful. You are so beautiful to me. You're everything I hope for. Hallelujah. You're everything I need. Hallelujah. Thank you. Worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Show us, oh God. Show us your glory. Speak to our hearts about all that you say and all that you are. Hallelujah. Let it go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, that we will not downplay the anointing on our lives. And we will not downplay the power that works on the inside of us. And we will not downplay the call on our lives. And we will not be sloppy with the anointing on our lives. Thank you for teaching us the certain way, oh God. Thank you for your wisdom, your peace, your joy, your courage to walk, oh God, circumspect. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. And we yield to the Holy Spirit. We yield to your voice. We yield. Just like the trees, oh God, how they yield to the wind. They bend, they flow, the water. It just goes with the waves, whatever you say, God. It's what makes water beautiful, your waves and the wind, oh God. Like leaves flying in through the wind, oh God. I just thank you that it takes the boredom out, oh God, just flowing with you. There's freedom in the flow. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Is Torrance still here? Praying for you. Hallelujah. You can make it big. Just flow. To saturate. permeate this place. Holy Spirit, saturate and permeate this place. I need you to saturate and permeate this place now. I need you to saturate and permeate this place, oh God. Saturate my mind, saturate my soul, saturate my will. I know there's so much more. Saturate my imagination, saturate my imagination. So I can see you, Lord. I wanna see beyond what I normally see. I need to see beyond what I usually see. I need to see the truth of your victory, Lord. You said if I see it, I can have it. You said if I see it, I can have it. Show me your glory, Lord. I wanna know, I wanna flow. Hallelujah. Come on, sing to the Lord. I got to know you in a better way. I got to know you in a better way. I got to know you in a special way. I got to know you. I got to know you. Got to know you in a better way, so I can be one with you. I wanna be one with you. I wanna be one with you. I wanna be one with you, Lord. I wanna be one. Venetia, come on in. Keep playing. They're gonna sing a little bit.
Victorious, Lord, wanna be one with you. where you've destined us to be. We don't want to fall short, Lord. We want to just fall right in place. We want to be one with you. We want to walk right with you. We want to walk right by you. Oh, we want to grow strong in you. And regenerate us and rejuvenate us and revive us and make us all that you want us to be. We want to be one with you. We want to walk right by you. We want to be one with you, Lord. We want to know all of you. We want to know all of you. We want to do right by you and function right at the level where you want us to function, Lord. And take the people along with us, like you have called us to do, Lord. We want to be one with you. And as you shine your light through us, men are drawn to that light. And they see a reflection of the beauty of Christ. Because of your power at work in us, Lord, we are one with you. As your spirit dwells within us, you make us better and better every day, and our light shines brighter and brighter every day. 'Cause it's not about us, but it's about you. And so men will come to the saving knowledge of Christ because of your spirit in us, and so we are more like you. And we function by the level of the spirit that is in us. And your power at work in us does abundant and mighty and great matchless works. And so we are like you. And the supernatural flows through us. No, it's not foreign. It's not foreign. This is who we are. This is who we've been called to be. We've been called to show the world what it's like for Christ to be back in the world. And so it's not foreign. This is who we are. We're just like you. For as you are, so are we in this world. As you went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil, because the spirit was in you. The same way, Lord, you anointed us with power with your spirit. And so we go about doing good, healing all who are oppressed by the devil, because of that spirit that lives in us. That same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, that quickens our mortal bodies. And so we are like you, because you made us like you. This is who we are. this is who we are. And so when the enemy comes and he lies to us and tells us all these things that we are not, we look at him in the face and we laugh. Because we know we are like you. We know we are like you. We know we are like you. Yeah. We know we are like you. We know we are like you. We know we are like you. Thank you, sweet Spirit. Deserving, but you came and you shed your blood. So now we're worth it. Now we're worth it. And know from today, we no longer listen to the lies. We don't listen to the lies anymore. We see who we are. We're more like you.
We worship you.
Lord, praise the Lord. That was beautiful. Y'all enjoyed your moment? Yeah, it was a special moment. So, all right, well, the songs that we're going to do on tomorrow, we know the songs. I'm going to go over the keys with Rachel. But I just want you to remember who you are. Remember all that was sung prophetically through the ones that sang. You know, we want to be one. We are one. We are him. We are, I know you were hearing it. And so we just want to not be ashamed of who we are. And thank God. God for this moment. Father, we just thank you for this moment. We thank you that this, I believe this is what you wanted. This is surely what we needed. I thank you for oneness with you, oneness with the sound, oneness with the musicians, oneness with the singers, oh God. And I thank you that this place will never be the same as a result of oneness in the spirit, God. Thank you that this will flow out to the congregation as you have meant it all to be, Father. Keep us in order. Yeah. And we'll yield to your oneness, God. Thank you for the purposefulness of each and every one here. Thank you that everybody's here on purpose. Thank you, Lord. We reverence you, give you honor. You do all of it. Take our lives. Wholeheartedly. Take away our desires for things that are not you. I believe that it happened. In Jesus' name, amen. If everybody's okay, then you're released. And I know I had some songs. I'm gonna go through a flow with them, and then I'll text you the flow. Okay? All right.